Good morning, good people. It is 10th August 2020. We celebrate the feast of Saint Lawrence, deacon and martyr. The readings are from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 10 and the gospel from John chapter 12 verse 24 to 26. The place of poor in our life is the way we keep God in our heart. Giving is not a liability as receiving remains a responsibility. We have received from God more than we can count, but what we have given to the poor not mesmerized by memory. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. James chapter 1 verse 17. Giving is neither a privilege nor a power, but it is the way we are created. As we grow, we decrease the way we are created by God. So we create a person who engages and enrages in receiving. Happy are those who consider the poor. The Lord delivers them in the day of trouble. Psalm 41 verse 1. We are born to give, but as we grow up, we have learned to receive more. The first reading invites us to be the generous person as God wants us to be. Giving generates energy in and around us. Happiness we enjoy in giving is so special and therapeutic. Every Eucharistic celebration provides this opportunity and propels us to be thankful and to become contributors without any advertisement and attachments. Our ego, greed, and selfishness dissolves only by giving the best we can. The less we give, more we protrude in pride. No one need to attend a webinar to train an upbeat in skills of giving. God never created a stingy and clingy person. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good works. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. Giving is one form of dying to our selfishness. Generosity to God and the poor are the keys to the doors of heaven. The responsorial psalm acclaims, "Happy the person who takes pity and lends." Psalm 112 verse 9. In the gospel, Jesus asks to learn the lesson from the seed. Unless a wheat grain falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain, but if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. John chapter 12 verse 24. To be fertile spiritually, we need to fertilize the soil of the poor. Saint Lawrence offers the model to giving what we cherish mostly. Germination does not depend only on conditions, but also the cooperation of the seed and humility to give it all to gain it all. May we grow in our generous giving, not for competition and compliments, but for consistency of being human. May God bless you. Have a lovely day.